I've been saying of late that I believe that we're hitting a watershed moment. And I say that, we're hitting a watershed moment in all hopefulness. This is the way I view it, and I may be wrong, but I've been watching this very closely. We talked about, didn't we, about the 100 years of Satan, where in 1884, Pope Leo XIII saw a vision, or at least it was auditory vision, where he heard Jesus and Satan talking after Mass. And the conversation went something like this. Satan says, "I can destroy your church." Jesus goes, "You can." And he says, "Yeah, I just need more time and a greater power." And Jesus said, "You have the time," and he needs 75 to 100 years. "You have the time, you have the power." And I've been watching to see that the greater power is not Satan increasing in his power, because what we know of angels is they remain constant, the same, but we decreased our power. Okay, so he received that vision, and then I calculate that it started with the warning we received in Fatima in 1917. It went up to 2017. So what's going on now between 2017 and where we are right now? I believe that Satan wants his power back, wants his greater power back. He wants to be in charge again, so he's throwing everything, including the kitchen sink, at us right now. And it's ugly and it's horrible. But here's the deal. He's overreaching, he's miscalculating, he's going down. And this is what I believe. But what about that greater power? We saw at the council that these progressive bishops took control, they manipulated the council, they interpreted in their own way, they gutted out churches. I just heard of another one who was lamenting about how beautiful their church was. Thank God ours was preserved. And it was completely gutted out and turned into a hall. Why? Well, because these progressive bishops had no sanctifying grace. And they didn't want anybody else to have it either. In fact, they would mock the whole idea of sanctifying grace. That's not who we are. We're a club. We're a social organization. We're a non-government organization that does nice things for the poor. But this nonsense of miracles and supernatural power, yikes, let's get rid of this. So we have to strip ourselves of anything that might inspire us to believe in the supernatural power of God. And this included the way in which we offer the Mass. It wasn't just gutted out churches. It was the way in which we offer the Mass. And so beautiful polyphony turned into, "If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning," but in other words, not make it too serious. Certainly not make it beautifully sacred. Because why? Because that might lead people to receive what? And here's where I'm going with this. And you've heard me preach it over and over again, and I believe with all my heart, mind, soul, and strength that's where we are right now. And it would lead people to receive the very first gift of the Holy Spirit, the entryway gift of the Holy Spirit. It's called fear of the Lord. Those who are going through this novena, a Pentecost novena that we're doing, we saw that on the very first day. That was the gift we prayed for. It's the first gift. Why? Because it opens us up to say, okay, there is a God, there is a power, bring it. Bring it all. Fear of the Lord is just, it's wonder and reverence. You fall on your face before the God who you are in awe of. And you pledge your life totally to this God. Now, see what I'm saying? Now, in the scriptures it would say, sacrifice and oblation I do not seek, but a heart humble is what I want for a sacrifice. Think about another t-shirt idea. Sacrificare. That's Latin. It's what the word sacrifice is made from. Sacrificare, you know what it means? Facere, to make. Sacra, holy or sacred. This was the plan of those progressive bishops, is to take away our power so that you have a demon with supernatural strength, albeit not anywhere near the power of God's strength, up until we dispensed of this nonsense, this medieval, this dark ages notion that there's such a thing as a supernatural power. There's such a thing as the power of grace. What utter nonsense. My brothers and sisters, we're called to be made holy. And so what is that? We sacrifice. Did y'all see the flags on the lawn out there? I'm going to be obnoxious about my patriotism this year. And in your name. I mean, today, right? June 6th, 1941. 44. 1944. They stormed the beaches of Normandy. It was Pope Pius X who said, "The most necessary thing of all at this time is for every parish to possess a group of lay people who will be at the same time virtuous, enlightened, resolute, and truly apostolic." Chotard comments on this. He says, "Further details enable us to assert that this holy pope at the end of his life saw no hope for the salvation of the world unless the clergy could use their zeal to form faithful Christians full of apostolic vigor, preaching by word and example, but especially by example. In the diocese where he served before being elevated to the papacy, he attached less importance to the amount of parishioners, the count, than to the list of Christians capable of radiating an apostolate. It was his opinion that shock troops could be formed in any environment." Shock troops. That's actually a military term. It refers to infantry formations along with supporting units created to lead an attack. So we consider the Allied forces in World War I or World War II moving forward on those beaches of Normandy on D-Day, June 6, 1944. That first wave of men knew that in all likelihood they weren't going to leave that beach alive, and yet they went. It is no less profound that the Holy Pope St. Pius X would use this military term, shock troops, to describe the most necessary need of our times. The Pope is resolute and acknowledges we are in spiritual warfare as he calls for an uncommon valor, willing to be the tip of the spear, the vanguard, warriors, saints. What do we mean by sacrifice? When someone consciously sacrifices himself, he ideally makes himself holy. When he sacrifices himself, he gives up his personality, his ego, his lower self, his character, his learned behavior and patterns. The lower self can thus make room for the higher self, the soul, the I am presence. The lower self is said to have been sacrificed for the higher self. Now the soul, the essence of man, his God's spark, can act determined without limits. Instead of sacrifice, the term used often is service. The servant withdraws himself and his own needs and devotes himself to the problems of others. He helps them, or as far as possible, completely takes over the works of others. Why, we are talking here about service to humanity. Sacrificare, to make holy, to sacrifice. I've always said, those who put themselves in harm's way, whether it's at war or on the streets of America. They sacrifice themselves and thus make themselves holy. Why? Because they're fulfilling their higher purpose in life. Their raison d'etre, their reason for being, why God created us. As long as we're stuck in our selfish ego, we limit ourselves. We allow ourselves to be manipulated by demons. When we detach ourselves from God and our purpose in life, Corpus Christi Sunday, the solemnity of the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, a sacrifice for all of us. All three of these readings was about blood, blood, blood. Blood of what? Blood of the sacrifice. The sacrifice, the willing to let go of ourselves for the sake of the other. The very definition of love by St. Thomas Aquinas, the will to love the other just for the sake of the other. Not for any personal gain. Not to find some kind of reward for doing so. We just do it. We just do it. Why? Because we have that I am presence within us. We are made gods ourselves because we don't get just next to God. He gets in us. We become him for others. That's why I believe with all my heart, mind, soul, and strength that the time is now. The time is now for us to unite, to gather together in an uncommon way. We've been distanced. We've been shamed. We've been blamed. We've withheld our smiles because of a tyranny that thought it could get the better of us. Well, we've come out of that. We burned our mass this past Thursday night. No mass. We are going to sacrificare. We are going to make ourselves holy. We're going to put our egos aside and our own agenda and our own comfort zone or whatever is in our way. We are going to kneel before our Heavenly Father, Son, and Holy Spirit made present on this altar and brought, exposed before us, united as one body of Christ. We yield ourselves. We turn ourselves over. We open ourselves up. We say, come on in, Lord. Nuts to all those progressive bishops that tried everything for the past number of decades to keep us from being open, to sacrifice ourselves, to give our lives over. No, that's too much, or whatever agenda they had. It's nonsense to believe in a power. We've evolved, we progress beyond that. Puke. In fact, it says in the book of Revelations, oh, how I wish you were hot or cold. But because you're lukewarm, what the progressive bishops have wanted us to be all along, and unfortunately what we become. 30% is all that believe this has got on this altar any longer because of them. No, don't be hot. That's fanatical. That's extremist. That's medieval and dark ages. Be lukewarm with the rest of us. And the book of Revelation is, because you are lukewarm, I vomit you out of my mouth. The intensity of the message. Be hot, on fire, or be cold, ready to turn. But this pretentious Catholic faith, where I can go ahead and endorse abortionists, marry anybody or anything you want, and all the evils that's been shoved down our throats. Be fine with that, because lukewarm is the way we want to be. Lukewarm. I vomit you out of my mouth. That's why, brothers and sisters, please. So far, it's been amazing. I mean, we get in here for an hour of adoration on Thursday nights, and then we go out on the lawn, and I'm sitting there listening to everybody, and about the only thing they want to say is, this is awesome. This is incredible. This is amazing. You can just feel that the power's got in, and the joy is just bursting out. The desire to spread that fire to everyone we meet. And I'm calling Gracie's cafe after this holy hour is the dress rehearsal for the rest of our week. Go out and spread that love. Sacrifice your ego. Sacrificare your ego. Sacrificare your comfort zone. Sacrificare your need to be isolated and alone. Get together with your brothers and sisters. Let's storm the beaches of this demonic culture, at least what the tyrants have been trying to make it. Let's storm the beaches. Let's be the tip of the spear. Let's be the vanguard. If not us, then who? We don't want to go out on the field of battle alone, and they didn't either. A force to be reckoned with. Filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. United as a family of God. Let us go forth. I'd like to offer this as a recommendation for all of you. It's something I try to do very often. See if you can't make what's called the Shusippi prayer part of your daily prayer life. And so I'll close with this. Take, Lord, and receive all my liberty, my memory, my understanding, my entire will. All I have and call my own, you have given all to me. To you, Lord, I return it. Everything is yours. Do with it what you will. Give me only your love and your grace. That's enough for me. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen.